Welcome to KLR Radio, coming to you from England. My name is Camden.
And my name is Rachel. Today is December 4th, 1949. In this episode, we will take a look into the creation of the atomic bomb with scientist Lisa Meitner.
Hi, I'm Lisa. I'm so happy to be on your podcast today and answer any questions.
So, Lisa, tell us a little bit about yourself to start off.
My birthday is November 7th, 1878. I was born in Austria. I have five siblings. I graduated from the University of Vienna studying physics, and then I obtained my doctorate.
How interesting. What did you go on to do after receiving your doctorate?
I went to Berlin to study with Max Planck and Otto Hahn. Hahn and I worked together for 30 years, where I learned so much about chemistry. In 1918, we discovered the element protactinium, which was one of the first big accomplishments of my career.
I know there are prejudices about women in science, so what challenges have you encountered because of being a woman in this field?
I was the second woman to receive a doctorate from the University of Vienna, and because of this, I realized that I was capable of doing things only expected of men. I may have been underestimated many times, but I did not doubt myself or my abilities in my field of work.
What was it like being in Germany during the time of Hitler's rise to power, and how did this affect your work?
In 1938, I was forced to leave Germany. I stayed for as long as I could before going to Sweden because of my citizenship. Once in Sweden, I resumed my studies at Main Steinbeck Laboratory and started working with Niels Bohr.
So tell us about the work that went to the discovery of nuclear fission. And is it true that your nephew was a part of this as well?
We started the process in 1926 in Hahn's laboratory. At first, it was all theoretical. We found that nuclear fission is a nuclear reaction where the nucleus splits, releasing energy. Hahn isolated the evidence and my nephew, Otto Frisch, and I further explained the process. And it was published in 1939. I'm so glad that I got to work with someone as intelligent as Otto. I'm proud of him and Hahn for discovering the collision of a neutron with the uranium nucleus produced by the element barium.
Now let's talk a little bit more about how you feel about what your discovery led to. Do you regret having the information of your exploration being published, considering what other scientists have done with the information?
I've always regretted it. The bomb was also referred to as the destroyer of worlds, and I was devastated to hear of what the bomb had done. I refused to work on the bomb. I didn't want to contribute anything more to it. My research led to this bomb, and I feel responsible, but it didn't stop me. I persevered with my studies and helped to create one of the first peacetime nuclear reactors, where we use nuclear reactions in a controlled environment to generate energy.
Many know you as the mother of the atomic bomb. What are your feelings towards this reference?
Like I said before, I regret my contributions to the bomb. I didn't find it truthful, therefore I do not like the name. I do not approve of the military using the bomb.
If you could go back and make the decision of starting your research or not at all, what would you choose to do?
My research and my love for science made my career. I would continue with my research, but I wish I could change what was done with the information about nuclear fission.
Obviously, the information led to the bomb, but what happened in between?
When the research was released, Albert Einstein wrote a letter to Franklin D. Roosevelt explaining that the research would cause Germany to create a bomb, and we had to beat them to it. So the Manhattan Project was put into action, and eventually the bomb was created, then later dropped.
You were considered a celebrity in the United States, and is it true that there was a Hollywood script written about your life?
Yes, I did not like the script at all. It was distorted and based upon untrue facts. I threatened to sue anyone that tried to move forward with it.
And you never did win a Nobel Prize for your work, but in what other ways were you recognized for your studies?
In 1979, element 109 was named Meitnerium, after me.
Well, Lisa, thank you for your time and answering all of our questions. It was a pleasure having you here.
Of course, I had so much fun. Thank you for having me.